If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hour number two here on WEEI Afternoons. Reminder, about 45 minutes from now, we'll talk to Adam Schefter. I'm kind of hoping today's one of those days where he, like, cuts us off or has a second phone going in the other ear and breaking news, or feels like the possibility is there that this could be a big day with all the coaching things going on with Schefter.
Andy, Nick, Ted, I must leave you. Josh McDaniels is signing with the New York Giants.
I'll take it.
They're all in. Reports are Dan Ball. They're all in. On John Harbaugh.
No. Is he going to coach the Giants before finishing out the playoffs and potential Super Bowl?
Yeah. We can get a whole Lane Kiffin thing going on here. That was Ted Johnson. You heard the voice. How you doing, Ted?
I'm good, boys. How you doing? Really good discussion in the first hour. So I'm excited to weigh in when I get a chance to weigh in on that.
I'm glad.
I think we're going back there pretty soon.
We're definitely going back there. And I'm interested to get your perspective from the locker room, the player, because you've been in the locker room and said, idiots on Sports Talk Radio, and now you're one of the idiots on Sports Talk Radio, and you're taking part in these with us. And I like that dynamic. So I look forward to getting your perspective on that, sort of. And then Stiz is going to chime in because he phrased it even better. He just said Super Bowl or bust for the Patriots, and we'll get into that even further. Save it for later. Just a little teaser.
Son of a...
Yep. Drake May didn't like it. We'll revisit that. But yes, it is a Super Bowl or bust. But it is 3 o'clock. Ted Johnson's here. That means it's time for our three-point stances.
Green 19! Green 19! Green 19! Yeah, there you go! What's
that? It's the three-point stance.
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good.
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Got tip scores. Ties it 3-3.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons. How'd you phrase it, Andy? Three idiots on Sports Talk Radio?
Yep.
Each of which have their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Today, we are mixing up the order, and Ted Johnson's going first. Teddy, you get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready, my friend?
I am ready. Oh. And I think this is an important kind of topic to hit. So I'm going to start with some audio from the owner of the Colts. And then we'll get into my discussion. So, did you start the clock yet? Yeah, don't start it. Ready? Start now. Okay.
Thank you guys all for being here. To our fans, my sisters and I want to extend our heartfelt gratitude for your loyalty and support, as always, but particularly this season. You're right to be frustrated with how the latter part of our season went. I'm pissed. We are all pissed.
I don't know what, it was about 2.5 minutes long, her opening introductory comments, and she started off with that. It was 22 seconds long. I'm pissed, you're pissed, And I just thought, you know, if my dad was listening, he'd hate those that choice of word. He just is not a fan of that word. But it just thought, it just rubbed me wrong. You know, I think here's a woman that's been on the sideline. The owner's been on the sideline. It doesn't matter, man, woman. Just kind of listening to all the calls, just being, integrating herself into this, into the team, unlike any owner has ever done. And I just look at the problems around the NFL with coaches always getting fired. And I look at the owners. I don't think they know what the hell they're doing. And her opening press conference just rubbed me wrong. And I just, her saying, I'm pissed, you're pissed, it just ruffled my feathers. And I think it's going to lead into what Fitzy's going to have to say next. But the biggest problem with the coaches being hired and fired in the coaching cycle is the owners. They don't know what the hell they're doing. That's the biggest problem. She I think, exemplifies a big part, you know, kind of what I'm talking about.
Okay, so is it going to rub you the wrong way if I say, just from the cheap seats or the fan lane, which I often occupy, that I kind of love her saying that? In so much as, like, were I a season ticket holder, if I was part of Stampede Blue and I love this team and I was making playoff plans when they were 7-1 in the top seed in the AFC and they finished 8-9 and the season became an absolute mid-air wreck, I would love to know that ownership thinks it's a bummer and that they want to do everything they can to empower Steichen and the players and anybody who makes any Ballard, et cetera, with whatever they need this offseason. Because that's like the tone and tenor of what I was getting from her. Not like, I'm going to clean house, screw all these people. It's more like, I'm pissed, you should be pissed. And
you know,
like,
what? I'm focusing on that comment because, you know, for obvious reasons, because you just gave it yesterday and I heard it and it just rung weirdly in my ear. But it's also the fact that she was on a headset down by the
little single earbud. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You know, do we want Ken Laird and Mike Thomas sitting in on our show every single day for 4 hours?
No, thank you.
Would we be? I mean, would that be like, that's fine. That's totally. I mean, what she did was unprecedented and never done. I just think that the way she's involved herself into the game and in the team in a way that no other owner has, is it just turned me off all season long. I know when they were winning, everybody was singing her praises, but what she omits. I think in that opening press conference is the fact that your starting quarterback got hurt.
Right.
And then that's when the season fell apart. So it's okay. Yeah, you're pissed, but you can look at why the season did not turn out the way you wanted it. Clearly because the guy that was leading your team got hurt. And then that's when, you know, you had to bring in a guy that was 44 years old, who was past his prime, to try and save the season. That's why the season was a failure. Not because of Shane Steichen and because of Chris Ballard, because your quarterback got hurt.
Fitzy, I'm not surprised you liked it, because when I heard that, it felt like it was out of the Robert Kraft playbook. Tell them you're pissed because you're one of them. You're a fan. You feel their. Mm-hmm. Remember when he used to say, like, oh, in the spring, I always question what Bill's doing too, but then it usually works out in the winter, and I get where you're, and I sat on the metal seats.
And at the owners' meetings, Robert Kraft always does the whole, like, I find it unacceptable, we want playoffs, and there's either a bird chirping behind him or something backing up.
It's PR. It's smart. It's connecting
with the
family.
That's exactly what it was.
If I'm a coach, though, and I'm hearing her say that, I'd be like, really? I mean, you're pissed? Like, our quarterback got hurt.
Right.
There's
a reason.
Okay. There's a reason.
And also, she probably signed off on that absurd trade for Sauce Gardner, too.
I'm sure she got excited about it.
There's another example of what I'm talking about. What
she acted
the hell
like a fan.
Was
they,
that?
They
and
overpaid.
And, you know, part of it is, honestly, it's her eyebrows. I feel like her eyebrows are going to
have mercy,
fly
Ted.
Away. Just,
Ted.
They just. I wish they just had to do. Someone's got to make a meme where those things just fly away from her head.
I mean, do you think it's going to be like when Adam Gase was staring out and the animated taco was flying around? Because
phenomenal.
Yes, but it's still the greatest gif in football history.
But can I play devil's advocate on the sideline stuff? Because I agree with you that owners don't know what they're doing. And I think you could actually spin her being more involved as she's trying to be better informed, to be a better owner, right? To know whether my coach is a boob on the headset. I'm listening.
How does she know what the hell they're saying in the headset is going to declare whether or not her coach is a boob or not? She doesn't know the language.
Well, that's where I think it would take like 15 years of doing it before you'd have any value.
Right.
Because you need
that's
some
exactly
comps.
Right.
Like, oh, the guy I had for the first 4 years was terrible. Mm-hmm. The next guy was pretty good. This guy, I learned this.
But that's the only, because it rubs me the wrong way, yeah, too, because you're right. It's unprecedented.
Yeah.
We've never seen it.
It'd be like you listening in on, you bought a team in Japan.
Right.
And then you got to go listen to what they're doing on the headset, but it's all in Japanese.
Yes.
Good luck.
Right.
So that's the same. That's the equivalent. So what is your presence really, really doing there?
And the biggest takeaway, though, and I think this is the transition into what Fitzy's going to talk about, is I do think owners do a terrible job in their hiring and the way they run these teams. And it's crazy. And I know most of them made their money in other businesses, and I'm sure they're very good in those boardrooms and those worlds, but it doesn't always translate into
it. It is amazing how people are successful in one business and think that they are geniuses in another industry altogether.
Right. But yeah, if you got a few billion dollars, you can fail in front of us all. All right.
So I believe Fitzy's three-point stance connects to Ted's in some way, shape, or form without giving too much away. So, Fitzy, I ask you, are you ready?
I am indeed. Let's party.
All right, let's party in 60 seconds or more. Go ahead.
All right. Well, you guys have heard this before in many different disciplines, and it certainly applies to the National Football League, but money rules the day. And when I say that, I mean as long as conflicts of interest don't get in the way of the National Football League making money, then they don't care. Witness, for example, Tom Brady, who gets paid $38 million to call football games on Fox and is allowed to be a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. He is now actively involved in the search for a new head coach for the football team he's a minority owner of. That gives him some insider information, if you ask me. But the NFL, happy to look the other way because, you know, it's Tom Brady. He does those funny pizza commercials and calls football games for us and makes us money. How about Matt Ryan, who now may give up his mantle as one of the lead analysts on CBS's NFL Today program, or he may not actually have to, depending on if he's able to angle it as such. So he could be the president of football operations for the Atlanta Falcons. That would be fun, wouldn't it, to have intimate working knowledge of the Atlanta Falcons and several other teams and be able to also tell us about football games as well. There are so many examples now. Oh, and also Troy Aikman leading the search for the Miami Dolphins to find a new president of football operations and general manager while also calling games for ESPN. The conflict of interest has to stop, but it won't. Why? Because they're all making money.
What is the conflict of interest? Like, what is the thing that you think that those teams are going to have an advantage of having those guys
because Troy Aikman, we'll say Troy Aikman, for example. Troy Aikman gets to travel with Joe Buck and that massive ESPN Monday Night Football crew, and they get to visit facilities, sit down inside of them, interview people, conduct thorough, long, the Friday interviews or Saturday interviews.
Production meetings
and whatnot. And they're privy to immense amounts of insider information, as Tom Brady would obviously be as well, even though we've been told he can go certain places, but he can't, but now he sort of can. And Matt Ryan, obviously, in the hive mind of operations in New York for CBS and with the NFL, privy to a lot of information. If he's going back and forth between running the Falcons and also being a member of the panel on the CBS NFL pregame show, he's privy to information that he could funnel to the Falcons. I just like trying to keep church and state separated,
yeah,
Ted.
Yeah, yeah, it is interesting. And I wonder if I just wanted you to formulate what I was too lazy to, so thank you.
It's literally what my job description
is.
Yeah,
thank you, thank you. I appreciate that. It is, there's some things that you would look at that would be considered, yeah, just not fair if those guys are working for your team. You know, the only thing is now that I think teams in those production meetings are going to be telling these guys less and less.
Yes.
So good luck getting any real
good
information.
That's going to affect our broadcast, and you're going to get bland Brady and all these other guys. Like, yeah. I'd rather listen to Olsen and Davis.
Yeah, but this is fascinating. I think Tom maybe, because this really was never a thing until Tom Brady started doing it. So now you got Aikman doing it, and now you have Matt Ryan doing it. So it's maybe he's opened Pandora's box for other teams to use these guys as consularies to their organization. So, and it's smart because the reason you hire a Troy Aikman, he's not a part owner, but just as an advisor, is because of all the information that flows through him.
Right.
Correct. Of all the different teams.
Correct.
And so people want to tell. It's amazing how many coaches on staffs, when they, you know, whenever Troy's covering that team that night, want to tell him stuff, you know? So it just makes them feel important. If I'm telling Troy information, he's going to like me. And so I bet you he gets so much stuff, and that definitely is an advantage for them. If he's only being used to hire a coach and nothing else, I could maybe see it not being that big of a deal, but I don't know if that's the case, right?
And if I'm a player or even a coach in those meetings, and this is, you know, going on year at, like, you're kind of in a job interview, right? If you're talking to Troy Aikman or Matt Ryan or Tom Brady, you know they run football teams or have significant voices in football teams. So
that's a good. That's a
maybe
good way
you're
to look
trying
at
to utilize yeah. that as an opportunity to
good point.
Plant Why a not? Seed
yeah,
for
exactly.
your future.
Yeah.
I don't like it either, and it's weird because I don't think Tom Brady is like the king, right? So they let Brady get away with it, but it set the precedent. And it's like, oh, now you're all going to – like, who's to say Greg Olson can't go consult with the Panthers or the Bears?
Or calling, like, yeah, exactly.
And I also – the other thing that would bother me, too
– yeah, go ahead, Brad,
I was just going to say, your guy – I don't even know if you know him, but I associate – he played middle linebacker against you guys. Dan Morgan
is
now the GM in Carolina.
Yes, he's been there for a while.
Like the traditional way. Got a scouting department job, has worked in the scouting department for 15 or 20 years. Matt Ryan's just like, hey, I do TV, and on the side, can I run the Falcons?
Different jobs.
Wait.
I know, but you're fast-tracking to the high seat.
No, but here's a good one.
No, there's he's not the general manager. He's just an advisor. That's totally different jobs.
Okay, here's a good one,
I thought
one,
he
Andy.
Was the president, not the...
So John Lynch, didn't he used to call games for Fox?
Yes.
And he doesn't anymore.
Nope.
You don't know why? Because he runs one of the most successful front offices in the NFL.
You can't run a front office. You can't do Dan Morgan's job and do broadcasting.
No, but I'm saying these guys are fast-tracking, and I know they're quarterbacks, so that happens. But, like, Matt Millen did it. He was on Fox, and then he ran the Lions, and he had to give up.
Do you think that's not fair to the guys that aspire to be general managers of football teams someday? Well, I mean, there's people in this business would say, well, Ted got fast-tracked because you played football for this business.
So yeah.
It happens in every profession.
It's absolutely true. It happens. It's also just a new trend. This is very common.
Just keep it separated.
In hockey. Like, for example, Cam Neely, like, the guys move right up. Wayne Gretzky did it in Arizona. Yep. Like, if you're the star hockey player, you run the franchise when you're done.
Yep.
Football, it wasn't as prevalent. And now, all of a sudden, it's like they're becoming more like basketball has a lot of guys that go from star player to running the organization.
All the time. You see it all the time.
But now in football, because I think everybody always thought football, there was too much work involved, too much, like, preparation, learning what the job is all about, learning scouting systems, running teams, all this. And now guys are kind of...
I mean, I'll be honest. I do like the players. Anytime I'm for players, I think they don't hire enough players to be coaches. That's my opinion.
Are you angling?
Not angling.
Assistant GM Ted Johnson?
That's Ted Johnson at
Odyssey. Here's also a very fair take on the text line.
Hold on. I got to get this out because I'm going to forget. Is who has an issue with these owners doing... hiring these guys? Who do you think's got the biggest problem with it?
Other owners?
It's the owners that make the rules.
Yes.
So if, the only people that are going to have any issues with these owners doing this are other owners. Mm-hmm. So they got to figure that out. They're taking advantage of rules that aren't in place yet. So why not do it? And my guess is other owners will be like, you know what? We got to get our guy. Just like these other teams are getting their guy that's a former player that's going into broadcasting where a lot of information is being funneled to.
We should probably ask Schefter about this. We can look at it and say conflict of interest, but if the 31 other owners don't see a conflict, don't care,
that's all that matters.
Then it's not a problem.
Are they making so much money that they don't care? I was going to say 508 text on the text line has a good point. Some competitive advantage, Fitzy. The Dolphins and the Raiders both suck.
That is true.
Yeah.
And we had heard Tom Brady was involved in the hiring last year.
That's exactly right.
Until he distanced himself from the hiring.
Right. He was calling Chip Kelly all the time. He's the one that brought in Chip Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
And then fired him after 13 games.
And then it sucked. And he's like, I'm going to do more this year.
Aren't there enough football minds that we can just leave the broadcasters and former players to those lanes? And they can always maybe advise or like, hey, have a little lend a little insider perspective. Swing by for a day. Tell us what you think. And then also have like your Fontenots and your Ballards your Stretches and whoever, and just let them be the analytical minds that pick the players and build the teams.
Yeah.
Also, from a TV perspective, do we like these guys? Like Troy Aikman, I love.
I do like Troy.
Matt Ryan, do we like him?
You know what? He is so safe. It is like in okay. vanilla.
And Brady.
It bores the hell out of me.
People have told me Brady is much better, but I don't see it.
He had a much better year, too. He did.
Still stinks.
I just wanted to ask, if you forced these guys to leave their TV jobs, would it adversely affect the broadcast product for the league?
No. Okay. If we're being honest.
Okay.
No. All right. No.
Ted Johnson's available.
Yeah. That would kid me. I'd kill for that job.
I'd watch that.
Studio or in the booth?
In the booth.
Yeah.
Calling place.
Right on.
I'd give you a telestrator. I feel like you could do some good work with a telestrator.
He could do the breakdown.
Yeah.
Every week.
Yeah.
And I could.
I was gonna say, good luck fighting Odyssey for the rights to TED Talk, though.
The production meetings. I could see you like getting on the whiteboard with the defensive core. Hey, Zach Core, I saw you were doing boom, boom, boom.
That would be my dream job.
I could see you doing that.
Just the color guy would be color guy for TV would be fun. Perfect.
Ted Johnson, one play-by-play guy. If you could work with anybody,
oh goodness, a huge fan of Tirico.
Okay,
he's the best.
I'm a Jim Nance guy. He's from Houston, so I like Jim. You know, a lot of you guys, I mean, not so much, but those two guys would be guys I would love. Sean McDonough, I would love to work with
Sean
McDonough. Are you kidding?
McDonough, Tirico.
Oh, my gosh. And I think maybe my favorite guy would be
Network.
He works Westwood One on the radio side.
Why Kevin Harlan.
Kevin Harlan.
Yeah.
Kevin.
You guys would have a lot
of
fun.
Like,
Kevin is probably the perfect guy.
The guy is drunk.
The man is drunk. That's my favorite.
Do you like Joe Davis on Fox, the younger guy that calls the games with Olsen? Also does Dodgers games.
I like him, yeah.
I think he's excellent.
Yeah. I haven't seen him as much. I'm not as familiar with him, but I saw him obviously do the last game against with the Patriots. But, Kevin Harlan.
The guy is drunk.
How about Gus Johnson and Ted Johnson? Johnson and Johnson on the broadcast.
That would be an interesting combo. That would be quite
a
combo.
It's a must watch. It is absolutely a must watch.
Popcorn is already
hold on to your butts,
buttered and ready.
All right, that's going to do it for our three-point stances today. Ted rambled so long, I don't even get to do one. Now I know how he feels going last. Last, you squeezed right out of the segment. So I'll have to tell you a different day who has the most pressure of anybody in the National Football League. Up next, we need to talk about the quarterbacks. I don't know if you guys saw the graphic. Obviously, they're hyping up this game with the pictures of Drake May and Justin Herbert. And it struck me that the Drake May picture, he's all put together. He's got a smile. He's holding a ball out. Justin Herbert looks like he just woke up. He was late for class. He didn't get a chance to shower, disheveled. Mm-hmm. I like the face of our franchise better than the face of their franchise. But a little quarterback comparison up next. Here
like literally the face.
Up next on WEEI. But first, Dan Ball has
about his eyebrows.
What's trending?
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ending.
Trent Mato. Nah, because Trent Mato, like, low-key, though.
Game changer.
He's a game changer. Bro, he's in his second year. I don't know if Cam's better than him. I don't know that. I think he's more talented, athletic. Yeah, you 6'6", you can run on people. I don't know if he's better than Drake May. So you saying game manager, how? He can run, he can throw. I mean, it ain't like he's throwing a whole bunch of all pros over there. Yeah. I love Stephon Diggs, but they didn't even feature Stephon Diggs like that, like they should have. He had 1,000 yards. He could have more if they'd have featured him. So who he really, what are you managing?
Yeah.
Like, what are you managing?
Preach, Shady. LeSean McCoy.
Yeah, good for him, man.
Saying it like it is. The only thing I disagree with is I do think Drake May is more talented than Cam Newton. Cam Newton was bigger. He could run people over. Yep. That's the only thing he has over Drake May, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Everything else, but Drake May is a better athlete, a better passer, accurate, all of it.
I mean, you start to see all these former players that have gone into the media chirping back at Cam.
Yes.
Like, it's kind of fun. It's like, oh, yeah.
He brought a lot of smoke on himself when he decided to be in that lane.
But now that the season's over and the Patriots are, I think people have had more time to watch Drake May perform after the Cam Newton comments, and they're kind of like, what are you talking about?
When you label Drake May a game manager, despite the fact that he's maybe the best deep ball passer in the NFL, those don't go together.
Andy, when's the last time a game manager had 4,370 yards passing and over 30 touchdowns?
Well, I think you could even argue that. Like, you can find examples, I think, of that.
Maybe Drew Brees.
But not lead the league in, like, yards per attempt. And, oh, by the way, also rush for 400-plus yards and another 4 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not a game manager.
And a game manager is someone you win maybe in spite of sometimes. Right. You never win because of them. How many games have they won because of Drake May?
Absolutely. And game managers rarely have the plays, the visual plays. Remember the rollout in Buffalo, throwing deep down to game managers don't have
don't have the athleticism.
No.
Right.
Their highlight films are kind of boring.
That's the best example I think you can give. So the discussion, I'm going to hijack your segment here.
The discussion
you guys were having on the way in, I was really enthralled by it. Mm. So good job. But I think I might have found one example that you can say the word failure to describe a season, even though the regular season was a huge success. And I think you can guess.
I have it in mind.
So I think the word failure is appropriately used in one instance for one team in particular. And I'll let Fitzy, since Andy seems befuddled.
Well, I have an answer, but I'm not sure it's the answer.
Can you guess?
Go ahead,
what?
It's February 2008 in Glendale, Arizona.
There you go, bud.
That was my answer, too.
That's it.
It wasn't all.
Yeah, it was my answer.
That was the 2007 undefeated season. Do we look at that? Can you say failure?
Absolutely. That's the greatest example in sports history.
And it still sickens me and gives me nightmares to think that a team that went 18-0, they finished with the second best record in the history of the league, and they are looked upon as a failure.
But not even just the league. I think they were going to be anointed the greatest team in all of sports ever. The greatest team of all time. And now they're just like
it'd make that 04 team like, whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's actually worked out well for you.
I don't, please. Why don't you try the field goal? Why the zero blitz? I mean,
that was a coronation.
I just can't even.
I always say that was supposed to be a coronation in the desert.
Asante Samuel. I don't care. Asante Samuel could gift me $10 million. I will still MF him.
So, since you hijacked the segment, Ted, let's go with it. If the Patriots lose on Sunday, does it change the way you feel about this team this season? What has been accomplished? Are they, as Stiz brought up, sort of victims of their own success? Are they so good, 14 wins, 2 seed playing at home, that you can't lose? You lose. It undercuts a lot of what you've done.
Yeah, it does to some degree, yeah. Yeah, and I think part of it is depends on the kind of how the game plays out. Of course, style points would matter, but I think so. I do, guys. I'm sorry. It's just the things they were able to accomplish. You can say, you know, it's a flukish thing, but it's not. They've been consistently dominating this whole season. So to get bounced in the first round against a team, I know this is closely matched. And Fitzy, you're right in saying it's kind of it. You could make an argument for both teams to win. I still think the Patriots. It's at home. A West Coast team is going to the East Coast in the cold, which is always, to me, a factor. You should win this game. And so if they lose this game, to me, it will be hugely disappointing and almost a failure. Almost a failure.
So is that Ted Johnson 2025, who's been doing radio for 20 years talking? And is there any player left inside of you that wants to tell you that was a dumb thing to say?
Nope.
Like, would the player say, wait, you're going to tell me I'm a failure because we lost this game?
And you have to understand, a lot of what my commentary is based on how I feel as a player.
Yep.
And the players would see this as a failed season based on what they were able to accomplish. Because, look, it's great that you're here. Now, you know, the real work starts, kind of thing. And so they'll see themselves as a failed season if they don't win this game.
I still say, as far as seven seeds go against two seeds, and for the fool's gold middle of the mall crowd that says the schedule allowed them to be what they are today, like, this is about as – you should win, yes, but this is about as tough a matchup as you're going to see in a 2-7. And I think with the talent Herbert has, and they have playmakers on both sides of the ball that can disrupt the game, and a coach as tough and as smart as Jim Harbaugh – I just can't see a walkover. I can't see the reverse curb stomping and payback for what happened last year. This is a sneaky good playoff rivalry, by the way. 06, 07, 18. The Patriots have been holding it over the Chargers for a while, Andy.
Let me give you a scenario in which maybe you'll feel differently if the Patriots lose. Say the Chargers just possess the ball.
Mm-hmm. 37 minutes to 23, and it's like to where the fans are just freaking out.
And they have, I don't know, 35 carries for an average of 3.5, and they possess the ball, and they win in by 3 points something. And they only lose by 3 points. Mm-hmm. Will you be disappointed? Will you see it as a bigger disappointment than if they lost 3 points in a shootout?
I think I'd be more disappointed if the Patriots spit the bit and don't get beat by a Chargers team that brings a better game, but hand them the loss, a la Raiders and Steelers.
I guess my point is if the Chargers are able to just possess the ball, which they are, I think, second in the league in time of possession.
You're saying play keep away. Okay.
Okay. But they run on you, and the run defense has been the Achilles heel all season long. You couldn't game plan. You couldn't. You got Milton Williams back, and you lose in a squeaker because of something that you couldn't fix all season long. That's been your bugaboo. And it was the ultimate thing that got you knocked out. That would, to me, seem like a failure. You couldn't figure out your run defense for the last part of this season, I meant. Not the whole season, but the last part. You couldn't get better at it in a team that's not known for running the football. That would, to me, would be disappointing and almost like a failure.
Yeah, and especially
and a dome team coming to the East Coast, it's going to be 25 degrees out there. We know the history of that. If people don't know, teams suck.
Yep,
for playing in cold weather that are used to playing at home in warm.
All Chargers have no fan base and no home field advantage, though.
Your head coach is Mike Vrabel, and the whole idea was you were going to set a certain tone and style, right? And if that game plays out and they run the ball 35 times down your throat,
that's
hard to feel good about that.
The culture is a physical, tough,
correct,
violence.
Right.
And
violence, all those
that's
things.
That's all that, Andy.
And
thank
they
you,
do
yes.
that, and they're pushing piles instead of you pushing piles.
Yes.
Yeah, that won't feel good. That'll be a sad Sunday night here on the Six Rings postgame show with Fitzy and Hart. Up next here on WEEI, our weekly chat with Adam Schefter. And boy, do we have a lot to ask him about the coaching carousel, Tom Brady and all these media guys being involved. And oh, maybe is Drake May going to be the MVP? That's next with Schefter.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by.
National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here on WEEI.
Wednesday afternoon on WEEI Afternoons, and that means we talk to Adam Schefter. Let's go right to the phone lines for our weekly chat with the ESPN Insider. Brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers, Together Let's Drive, and by Jeanne d'Arc Credit Union, tackling financial wellness since 1912. Stronger members, stronger communities. Learn more at jdcu.org. Mr. Schefter, how are we doing? How are the holidays?
What's going on, gentlemen? Everything's fine. Just continuous stretch of work. As we always say in the NFL, as you guys know, the only holidays are really Memorial Day and July 4th, maybe not even Memorial Day.
Absolutely. Let's get this out of the way. Time now to get this week's Drake take from Adam Schefter, presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. Before we get into some of the league-wide notes, is Drake May going to win the MVP, Adam Schefter?
Oh, boy. It certainly feels like it's coming down to him and Matthew Stafford. And I don't know how the voters will come out. I'm not good enough to be a voter. I've not been a voter for a long time. So I can't speak for all the voters. I would think that those will be the top two finishers in the MVP voting. How that comes out, we'll see. Don't know how that's going to come out. But those will be the top two vote getters, I fully expect.
Adam, quick question for you about everything that's going on now in the search for the coaching search, GMs, et cetera. A little bit off the beaten path. Is there anything going on in the league, or have you heard from any owners, GMs, et cetera, even players that are agitated by the number of people that are privy to access, like a Tom Brady? Now Troy Aikman helping out Miami. He's an analyst. He's privy to a lot of information. Matt Ryan could be coming from CBS to work for the Falcons. Have you heard any rumblings of people that are frustrated by that, or is it all still kumbaya and status quo?
I think it's overblown. I don't think it's a big deal. I don't. I'll share the job that I'm taking while I continue on with my ESPN role when it's finalized here with the team. No, I'm kidding.
I was like, well done.
It's like privileged that you got us break it on our show. I just thought that was great.
Yeah. I am taking a job as a consultant with a certain team while I do my senior insider duties for ESPN, and hopefully nobody has an issue with that like they don't with Tom Brady and Troy Aikman and Matt Ryan.
They'd have a far bigger issue with you.
The only difference is Troy Aikman, Tom Brady, and Matt Ryan. I think they have 12 more Super Bowl rings than I do, but that's the way it goes. What are you going to do?
But nobody collects more information than you, though, Adam. Like, that's the thing. You have
they collect jobs, paychecks, and status, and I collect information. Who wins in that one?
Yeah, well, that's okay. Fair point. I was wondering if you could shed any more light, maybe on the firing of John Harbaugh. Just maybe the dynamics. You hear all kinds of things that him and maybe Lamar didn't have a good relationship. And then you hear it's more about the coaches, his assistant coaches. What more can you add to the details of that firing of John Harbaugh?
I know people are looking for some kind of reason to blame it on him losing his job. Like, oh boy, you know, locker room strife, you know, lost the lock. It's not that, okay? Coaches who are in places for a long time, teams just move on. Mike Shanahan didn't do anything wrong in Denver. He was let go after 14 seasons. Jeff Fisher was really good in St. Louis for a while. Let go after 16 seasons. Bill Belichick, how long did he coach in New England for?
25.
Yeah, okay. Like, was it time? Obviously, the Crafts felt it was time. Like, was there some specific violation or derelict? I don't think so. Like, I just think it's a hard job to do. The message, after a while, sometimes gets a little stale for anybody. And I think Steve Bisciotti of the Ravens owner looked at it like 3 years ago. Zay Flowers drops the ball in the AFC Championship game as he's crossing the goal line. Last year, Mark Andrews drops a two-point conversion in Buffalo. This year, Tyler Loop misses the field. They didn't and weren't able to break through. You want to blame it on John Harbaugh? Fine. But they couldn't do it. He just felt like time for a refresher, time for a change. I don't think anybody did anything wrong. Just wanted to go a different direction. That happens. Happens everywhere, right? Like, Jacksonville did that with Tom Coughlin. He didn't do anything wrong. Just time to move on.
ESPN's Adam Schefter here on WEEI Afternoons. Adam, we've asked you this before, but I feel like it's more timely now. There's 7 job openings. Actually, the guy that was hired over him in Atlanta is now out of work. So we're going to ask you, University of North Carolina head coach Bill Belichick, will he be involved in this hiring cycle in the National Football League?
I think he should, but I haven't heard his name. That's not to say he won't be, but I haven't heard his name yet. And he's been very firmly committed publicly to North Carolina. He said he's not leaving. I take Bill at his word. I have not heard or had a team ask me, hey, you know, what do you think of Bill? Or, you know, anything like that. So I know that in this league, anything's always possible. And tomorrow we could hear that he's interviewing somewhere. Always possible. I haven't heard that yet at all. So I'm going to operate under the idea that that's not happening right now.
Adam, a little bit of a debate we've been having and we'll continue having here on our show this coming weekend. And it's a wild card weekend, if ever. 12, 13 teams could end up in the Super Bowl for all we know. But who do you think, coaches, players alike, who do you feel is under the most pressure this weekend to perform and deliver a W?
I really believe like everybody is under pressure. But if I'm going to cite one guy, considering what we just saw, and I guess as you mentioned, like I would say Sean McDermott this weekend. That's somebody that I would look at and say, like, seems like an important game for that franchise in a year where there's no Lamar and no Burrow and no Mahomes, and the usual suspects that have impeded their path to the Super Bowl are not there. Now, they have to go one on the road, and they haven't won a road game in the playoffs since 1992. And they'd have to win 3 road games this year. So they have to win basically 3 times as many road games as they've won in 33 years this year to get to this, which seems like a tall order. But they're going to have the best quarterback in every matchup, however many matchups they have. So I think there's pressure on everybody this weekend, everybody. I don't care who you are, but it just feels like that one would kind of stand out a little bit more than the others.
Adam, piggybacking off that, you bring up Sean McDermott and pressure. Nick Sirianni's a guy that people are keeping an eye on. Mike Tomlin, there's all these TV rumblings. Are there some playoff coaches that could be added to the firing cycle here? Are there guys that are coaching for their jobs this weekend?
I don't view it that way. But again, if the Ravens are going to go and fire John Harbaugh after 18 years, the coach who's won more road playoff games than any coach in history, who knows what any owner is going to decide after any one of these losses? I always think anything's possible.
You got that right. History would show that. Adam, I think it's kind of fascinating, and I was a little bit surprised, quite honestly, that the Pats drew the best time slot for this weekend's wild card games. I'm curious, what do you think that says about where the Patriots are right now?
Well, to me, the spiciest matchup of the weekend is probably the Bears and the Packers, and the NFL gave it to Amazon, and that's interesting to me. Like, that is a different kind of statement.
Yep.
I think maybe the most compelling matchup might be the Jaguars and the Bills, because the Jaguars have been rolling and the Bills have so much at stake, like we talked about. I just think the Patriots charter, it's a really good game. And that's what they assigned to NBC on Sunday night. I don't think there was a reason. I don't know about that. I don't think it says anything about the teams. You know, there's a bunch of good matchups this weekend, like any wild card weekend. And it just so happens that's the one that netted out to NBC. I also think probably what the Patriots were on NBC football or Sunday Night Football a few weeks ago against Baltimore, good game. But they haven't been in the primetime slot very often. So a lot of these teams have, week after week. So I just think it's shining a light on some young stars in the league and a franchise that's shined this year. I don't know. You got a better theory than mine right now?
I don't know. You think RKK is on the committee, the TV, and Robert Kraft, maybe some flexing from the owner of the Patriots to get his team in there, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know that he cares whether they're on Sunday night or Sunday. It's probably past his bedtime. So.
Adam, before
it's my bedtime.
Same. Yeah, we'll be doing a post-game show to 2 a.m. if you want to call in. We'd be happy to have you on the Six Rings post-game show.
Exactly.
Before we let you go, I want to get your opinion on a discussion we were having. If the Patriots lose on Sunday, is that going to change how you look at their season and what they've accomplished this year?
Maybe a little bit. It certainly leaves you with a sour taste. But I don't care what happened. They've had a great season by any stretch of the imagination. Nobody thought they were going to win the division. Nobody thought they'd be hosting a wild card round matchup game at home on Sunday Night Football. If they were to lose, people would be disappointed. It's not the way you'd want to end your season. But if that were to happen, you can't say it was not a great season or a really good season. Really good. Great would be playoff wins, too. But it was a really good season by all accounts. And it looks like there's a lot more good football and good times ahead. So it would be a bummer, but it would not completely overshadow much of the success this team has had this season.
All right, Adam, appreciate you joining us. Enjoy the weekend of football. If you need a letter of recommendation for that new job applying for, Ted'll pen one up for you.
I like it.
I don't need it. I have the job lined up.
Oh, gotcha.
Whether all these public people are going to allow me to do double duty like that. Because obviously, you know, people have so many problems with Tom Brady and Matt Ryan and Troy Aikman.
Because we can ping you on LinkedIn or something.
If I want to see if I can dip my toes into the same pool as these high-profile quarterbacks. Like, Rex Ryan always says, he always talks about he hates his quarterbacks little. And we got some big quarterbacks. He likes his quarterbacks big and his insiders little. So I just don't know whether anybody's interested in a little insider.
All right, Adam, enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
Have a great week, guys. Good luck Sunday night.
Thank you.
Adam Schefter, ESPN.
Schefter's got jokes.
Jokes?
Yeah, yeah.
He came out hot for 2026.
Absolutely. Yeah. And he acknowledged, and we're going to talk about this on the other side. Is it Super Bowl or bust for the Patriots? If they want to be considered to have a great season, Does that mean it's a must-win game on Sunday night against the Chargers at Gillette Stadium? That's up next here on WEEI.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.